All right, guys, welcome back on to the Sights On podcast. This is Nuts and Bolts part two, as we're going to ongoing, keep going on these little bonus series. Lucci, how's your week been?
It's been great. I love getting back into college and trying to pace myself in college, but it's also been hard. I have like a busy schedule coming up, so I just have to balance it out, and we'll see how it goes. So, yeah, how's your week?
It's been all right. It usually goes by get up every day at 6 a.m., go to work, or get up at 6 a.m. and get ready to go to the gym, and then go to your two classes, then come home, work on your online classes, go to sleep, maybe play a game, call Avery, start all over the next day.
It's just like a schedule we got to cut out now. Whereas like 2 weeks ago, I was like trying to find everywhere, what am I going to do the next day? Because I didn't know what's going to happen. So now it's cut and clean. Now I know what I'm doing and getting into work. So the anatomy portion is getting more into it, more strenuous, more tough, because we were learning about the blood and the heart and all the vessels that come in. And when I go into class, we have these models out, and I just have to memorize each and every blood vessel in the body.
Ooh,
yeah,
that
so
sounds difficult.
A lot of flashcards. Yeah,
it's kind of what I'm doing with geology. I'm like remembering all these different rocks and different things of how they form, and I'm like, all right, I'm making Quizlets and trying to just memorize it all.
Yeah, school is, there's a memorization aspect to it, and then there's a thinking aspect to it. I think I like the thinking more because it challenges me to make new ideas, whereas memorizing is just like constant in the books, trying to get everything into my brain. And my brain can only take so much in a night. And then I'm like, no, I have to cut that out. I have to go to sleep. Because I'm doing this at like 11 p.m. each night and it's not working. So sleep also gets into that picture.
Yeah, I think I cut out my studying by 9 or 10. As soon as it gets dark, to be honest, I'm like, all right, studying is past. It's time to do something relaxing. Because once it's dark, I'm like, I can't study. I can only study like when it's daylight. And that's a weird habit, but that's just how I was started studying, and like once it was dark as a kid, I would stop because I would get tired or wanted to do something else. So that's how I've always made
really?
Studying for me. Yeah,
really. Wow. This past summer I did an all-nighter. Did I tell you that? So I was on the EMT shifts, and this is where I go on the ambulance, right? And I did an all-nighter, and it was the worst thing I could do. Like the first night, I kept looking at my watch and I saw 3 a.m. I was like, okay, I can make it through. Then 4 a.m. was like, it felt like 3 hours in the night. Like 1 hour feels like 3 hours in the night. And I couldn't make it through up until hour 5. And I'm like, and then I finally made it through to 7. And the drive home was even scarier.
Yeah.
I had to like,
I remember coming home from a movie at like 2 a.m. and I just got my license.
Yeah.
And I remember like, so I'm at the Grapevine like cinema, and me and my brother are just like, he's behind me, and I took the wrong road because I didn't know my exact route home because I was like new at driving, right? So I'm still figuring it all out. I remember just, I'm at a stoplight, but I don't know why, but I somehow went into like oncoming traffic like 2 a.m. and I just gunned it across and got into a safer like part, like, but they were allowed to go and I wasn't. I don't know why, but I gunned it and just made it across. But I was so tired, I wasn't thinking straight. I was like, oh man, that was dangerous.
Oh my gosh. You sometimes sleep in your car too. Really? I saw like,
oh, at school, yeah,
at school. Like we had tennis practice, and Alex, you arrived early, and then you just slept in your car for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, before. That was my plan, was to like get up, and then eat, you know, do everything, and then I would just get there. And sometimes I'd be coaching everybody, and then I'd be like, all right, there's nothing to do. I'm gonna just take a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, sleep is important. Get it where you can. But yeah, this series, we're at episode 7. We just filmed it last week, and we are moving on to episodes 8, 9, and 10. And this is going to be a journey through the amendments.
Yeah, probably our longest series that we've done so far. It'll be about 3 or 4 episodes total. It's going to be a journey for sure, and we'll learn a lot probably from this, see how long we can do with this series.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from our discussions, and I think it's valuable to know what we actually have in this country, because I didn't know like how much freedom of speech was limited until we actually discussed it. And I started doing my research, and it was eye-opening to see how much we do have, but it's getting more limited whenever we go use social media outlets that are trying to censor, and then we consume media that it's not wise enough to be knowledgeable about the content.
Yeah, a lot of the time these social media companies, you say certain things, you show certain things. I remember I made a TikTok once, and this is like unrelated to talking, but like it just showed my shoulders, and for some reason I don't know what the TikTok AI was doing, but my shoulders being visible was considered nudity, and it took down my video, and I could never get it back up. And I was like, why is it censoring this? It like every time I tried to post it, it was like giving me warnings, like don't post this again, or you're gonna get a suspension. And I was like, it's not nudity.
They probably think your shoulders are too jacked.
Yeah. So they censor a lot when you think about it, and there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah.
But there are problems with other social medias. Like, you'll see actual nudity on social media, and you report it. Mm-hmm. And I'll get confirmations back from like TikTok or Instagram, because I don't want to see that on my, page. So I report it, and I get a confirmation that says, yeah, there was no nudity found in this. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
Like, this is actual, pornography on my screen. Why is this not, why is this up here?
Right. Yeah. Social media is messed up in that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's much freedom, but there's also limitations that you can't just... You just have to accept it sometimes, because it's not going to change just for one person. It has to be a big, round change, so...
Yeah.
It's... I think I use social media. I wish I used it more often than not, because I don't have too much time. But if I do use social media, I would use it for motivational speakers. I would go on and just listen to that and try to get more motivation to get through my studies.
Oh, trust me. You can find anything you want on social media. You'll find it. Just search up motivation. Plenty of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard of David Goggins?
Yes.
Do you like him?
Carry the boats. Yeah. I mean, he's a good guy.
He curses too much, though.
He does curse, but he was in the military. It's just, it's just the way he's made, Some people, he does curse, and it's all right. For me, I grew up, my family cursed a little bit. Not mm-hmm. a little bit. They curse. Yeah, so I'm just used to it at this point, kind of deal. Cursing doesn't make me ever. Now, when someone does it a lot, right. I'm like, all right, this is the only thing you use in your vocabulary, isn't it? We need to upgrade your vocabulary. You can curse a little bit in your speech, but when it's every other sentence or in every sentence you use, the F-bomb or something, I'm just like, okay, man.
I mean, if you take the ratio of F-bombs to actual content, I think it's 20% from David Goggins.
But he is good. I've listened to some of his podcasts. He is good. I'm trying to think of who else I listen to. I mean, it's mainly just Dave Ramsey, but yeah, I haven't listened to many podcasts actually. I can't think of any motivational.
Simon Sinek, have you heard of him?
No, I have not.
He's the one that always says, start with the why.
Oh.
I was like, that was the podcast I was addicted to in high school. It's what's the purpose of my life? And that was one of the things that got me hooked to it, so. Motivational speakers, I think that would be one of my productive things on Instagram.
Yeah, I like stoicism. I don't know about you. For me, do you know stoicism?
Stoicism, yeah.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of those.
The quotes?
Yeah, they're mainly just quotes, Greek quotes, but they're pretty good. And there's a book called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, which is pretty good. Pretty famous book that I read. I read it when I went to Tajikistan because I had nothing better to do. So I read that. It's got a lot of great quotes. And then people just kind of quote it, put it on or podcasts or YouTube, and I just re-listen to it every once in a while.
Yeah. I think they're really good because it just makes you open your eyes. It's so true, some of them. And it's how did they make these statements? And it's common sense.
Yeah, just they're philosophers. That's all I do is think about life all day. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
They question it all.
Aristotle. Aristotle's one of them. And then Plato.
Yeah.
Some of those quotes are really good.
Like I said, they just questioned life all day, and then they just thought about it all the time. And
yeah.
They were like, all right, let's write about it. And that's what they did. And named two pretty famous people, honestly.
Yeah. Did you see the US Open? Have you been watching that at all?
No, I mean, just little parts. Like, that's when I do need social media because I look at it and I'm like, oh, okay, like Ben Shelton versus like Tiafoe. I don't think that's who's playing.
Yeah.
Or was that someone? I
No,
forgot.
there's two Americans in the semifinals, so there'll actually be a man American in the final.
Who's
So
that?
there's Tiafoe and Fritz. So
Okay.
I'm super excited for it. It's gonna be tonight, and it's the first time in 20 years or it's 20 odd years that we actually have a American in the final.
Yeah, I have a grudge with like the sports network system in America. Like for tennis, you have to pay to watch tennis on TV. For football now, I mean, you have to pay for like all these different subscriptions. It used to just be like, oh, if you had like the DirecTV box, you got all the games, or you know, it would just come on a station that you had on your DirecTV box or Verizon box, whatever you had. And now you got to pay all these different subscriptions like Rally House and you know the NHL network, the MLB network. It's like I just want to watch the game, but every sports now is like, no, you're gonna pay just to watch it on your TV. I'm like, no, I refuse to pay because it's I'm not gonna pay like $10 for a
Right.
monthly subscription for one game.
Yeah. That's the same problem with US Open. It's hard to watch. Like, I just follow the score lines. At my parents' house, we have like the Wi-Fi router, and the plus about it is that you can get the ESPN 3 for free, and that's how I watch the matches. But it's getting hard to watch the matches, and I don't think that's right, because if it's open to everyone, then that would be the better part of the thing, so that everybody can watch it.
Well, if it was free to watch, I mean, as long as you're playing ads, I don't care. But like,
Yeah.
I just hate that I'm like have to already pay a fine to watch one game. So, I usually just watch recaps though after the game.
I don't really watch football too much anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you ever what was your team?
I was full on Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Those two. But I stopped around 2019.
That's when I started to get into it more. I was really trying to understand it more, starting to get to know all the players. I watch it now, but I have to tell myself not to take it too seriously because I don't want to get too emotionally attached to the team because then it'll actually like bum me out for like the week or something if the Cowboys lose, which they've been disappointing us for like the last 30 years.
That's one of the main reasons.
So
So
yeah,
it
so we
just
have the
gets
same reason.
disheartening every time.
Yeah, so that I take a seat back and I kind of just watch for fun. Now I can't stay too long. Like especially if they're like getting absolutely destroyed by the other team, I'm like, all right, just turn it off. I can't even like see this. But if they're really doing good, I'm like, man, that's my team right there. I hope they make the playoffs and not, you know, screw it up. But they've done that every
Yeah.
year. So I've been getting into the college football though because it's more loose and like everybody's scoring left and right, or it's a complete blowout. So I
I
don't
don't know
know.
how college football, there's so many teams. Like, I don't know how they like play and determine a winner.
They just make conferences and
And
those
they.
conferences play each other. I've been watching like my team's not the good, you know,
Yeah.
UNT, but they're still fun to watch because
Yeah.
that's my future team. So, but I enjoy watching like Texas or Texas A&M, seeing
Yeah.
like how they do. And it's just like I said, they're when they're out there, it's just like score after score or it's a complete blowout and you're like, wow, that team that they're playing is horrible.
I was excited about the Rangers, though.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
last year I actually started watching
Yeah.
like legit last year. And I went to a game last year,
You
and then
did.
they won the World Series. I was like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
my team's great. Even
Yeah.
though everyone was like, dude, you should have been there for the
Yeah.
whole suffering of the Texas Rangers.
It was crazy. I was watching that Houston Astros game with some friends, and they were all saying, "Nope, Astros are gonna win. Astros are gonna win." I said, I was the only Rangers fan in that room, and I was like, "Boy, yeah, I told you so." And they pulled it out in that game before the finals, and then they won the finals.
Yeah, they beat the Diamondbacks,
Diamondbacks.
which they really scored 4-1. So,
Yeah, they destroyed them. Was the Astros 4-3?
yeah, I think that was the
Yeah,
closest game.
the
It
closest game.
went. I only remember it was like Orioles. I don't even think I'm saying that right. Orioles and then Astros, and then after the Astros, we played the Diamondbacks. I can't remember who we played before the Orioles, but
There was a Tampa Bay.
oh yeah.
The Rays, yeah. That's crazy. There was a, I can't remember his name, but he was like the cleanup runner, and he just hit home runs like it was daisies in the ballpark. He was
I
just
liked
clubbing
Garcia
it.
and Corey Seager, just watching.
Seager, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was crazy.
No, they were really good last year. This year, they're not doing so good. Probably not going to make the World Series. But, you know, you can't win them all. I'm happy. I don't know if you watched the Mavs at all. That was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
They did really, really good, that, like, fighting for that spot. You know, everyone kept saying they're not going to – they can't beat this team. They can't beat the Timberwolves. They can't beat the Clippers, which are previous teams that they'd struggled against. They beat all those teams. And then they played the Celtics, and then the Celtics kind of almost swept them under the rug. And I was like, ah, dang it.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch them get all the way there.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, Dallas teams are getting better.
Yeah, even the Stars, they're making the playoffs every year for hockey. I mean, all the teams are getting better except the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
So,
I think they had like a deal that if Dak Prescott didn't do well this year, they're going to cut him.
Well, yeah. So they just signed their best wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, to like the second highest paid contract. So basically they have one more spot to pay someone else really a good amount of money. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy named Micah Parsons who's really good at defense, and I think he's playing linebacker. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But he's playing a spot, and he's a really good player for the Dallas Cowboys. So I think they're going to let Dak after this season go, and they'll draft a new QB, or we have a QB in the backup, but he's all right. He's got a lot to prove still. So.
Okay. What's his name?
His name's Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
He was from the 49ers, but he got injured early on, didn't get to play much. So no one's really seen much of his career, and he's been playing in the preseason. He did all right. But he's got a lot to prove, like I said. There's a backup quarterback before him named Cooper Rush. I don't know if you remember.
I remember, watched last year, but
he did really good for a backup quarterback. So.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll watch the games. I'm still a Cowboys fan.
Why do you think they do so well and then they just crush in that
playoff season? I think it's a bit of cockiness.
Cockiness.
Like, and then Jerry Jones. Everyone knows Jerry Jones, like, really puts his hands and everything and kind of messes it up. And I don't know why, but they don't play the same level of game that they do in the actual regular season. But once they get to the playoffs, they start playing worse. Like, for some reason, that whole game plan, the coaching, it all just falls through. Like, they don't do the same thing that they've been doing in the regular season. They switch their plans for some reason, and they mess it all up.
Did they cut McCarthy?
No.
No, they still haven't.
I think this is the last year, if he does not make it either, because he's had quite a few years now, and he hasn't done it either. So.
Okay. Well, hopefully they do something well this year. Hopefully they do.
I think they'll do all right. My predictions, I'm going to say that they go like 10-7, something like that, or 9-8, something close. Not like it'll be kind of split.
What would it take for them to win like three rounds into the playoffs? Possibly make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, hope that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs aren't there because that'll definitely make it easier.
Yeah.
They got to beat the first. They have to beat the 49ers. They still cannot beat that team.
Yeah.
All these years. Can't beat the 49ers. They got to beat teams like the Bills, which the Bills aren't even that good, but we somehow can't beat these really, really good teams. We can beat any average to below average team, but we got to beat the really good teams. The Bills, Chiefs, and even though those are AFC
teams. Do we ever play Rams?
We did play the Rams, and we lost in playoffs to them.
Rams, okay.
So, but they're all right now. They're not the best team.
Not the best.
But basically, we just have to play on the same level we play regular season. If they play down, which they usually do, like, I don't remember if you remember last year's Green Bay Cowboys game. We played really bad, and they shouldn't have played like that at all. There was no defense for some reason last year when we were playing the Packers. And we're playing at home, too. There was no excuse.
There was no excuse for that. It was close, though, right? Or was it a blowout?
I mean, if you look at the final score, it looks close, but it only got close because the Packers stopped trying at the end, so Cowboys kept scoring. But it was still like a 12-point or 18-point difference.
Okay. Man.
Step it up, Cowboys. This is your year to, like, step it up and prove that, like, at least make it to the NFC Championship. I don't even care if they make it to the Super Bowl. They haven't made it to the NFC Championship in almost 30 years, too. Just make it to the championship of our, you know, side.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Football, man. That's why I don't want to go back into it.
You should try, but just like I said, just for me to not get your feelings hurt, just watch it for fun and be like, okay. As soon as it starts getting bad, you turn it off.
I also don't want to be a bandwagon. Some people are just like...
I used to be a bandwagon for a different team. I joined the Vikings in middle school, and they were also pretty trash. So I was like, no, just stick with one bad team.
Just stick with one bad team. Yeah.
Yeah. I know Chandler. You remember Chandler? He's a big Chiefs fan, so I was like, man, you must be living the dream right now, like, just getting win after win, and you might even three-peat, so, because they've won two Super Bowls in a row, so.
So, Mahomes, has he won three in total, Or just two?
Three, I think.
Three. Okay.
Yeah, he's got three. Three. He can make it four, and he's still getting closer to Tom Brady, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Cowboys.
We gotta prove something.
We gotta prove something. Yeah. I wish there was a way for the whole team to be good. Because there's often only one star player on each team. Like, if you look at Luka Doncic, he was carrying the team, and they couldn't stick it together.
Yeah, I mean, he got finally some help. He got Kyrie Irving, which mm-hmm. is a very, very good player. And they got P.J. Washington and Gafford, which were really good help. But just compared to, like, that was actually a good sense of, like, they got all his help. They just could not beat the Celtics, which had a really, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday. Those guys are insanely, insanely good. Not saying that, like, the Dallas team wasn't good, but every team the Celtics played, they destroyed them too. So it wasn't like that they struggled. We didn't even come close.
Yeah.
They were just ultimately the better team. And they'd been getting to the playoffs forever. Like, they had, like, been improving, right? That constantly every year they'd make it to either the championship or the whatever. I don't know basketball that well. I just recently started watching. But they'd make it to, like, the championships and stuff, right, for either their side, and then they'd go to the NBA championship and they'd lose, but they constantly were like, we're proving, like, hey, we keep making it, and then this year they finally won. So this takes time. That's what probably the Mavs have. They just gotta keep gonna either lose a lot, or eventually they'll just get there after so many years of making it to the championships and finally win one.
Yeah, they recycled their whole team, like, around Luka Doncic, so they don't have the same players like they used to have, so they're probably finding the right things to lock in into the team so that they can get a better team next year.
Yeah. Like I said, they beat teams that they had been struggling against for a long time, and then finally when they got to the playoffs, they did really well. They beat everybody that they said. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I wish I was a professional. I wish I was a professional tennis player, though. So, because it's a nice life whenever you get to a professional league. Yeah. You get to have a lot of just focus on one thing whenever you get there. So yeah. I just like looking at the lives of professional players like Novak Djokovic, how he just focuses and devotes his whole life to it.
But you have to remember, if he never played good, he wouldn't have any of the money, any of the fame, any of the sponsorships. He would just be your average Joe. Like, he has to stick to the level of, like, how good he is for how many years has he been in, like, for that long. If he had fallen off halfway through, he would not have the sponsorships. He would not have the legacy that he holds on today.
Right.
One fatal injury that makes him unplayable halfway through his career, we wouldn't know him as we'd know him today.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap up this
Nuts and Bolts episode. Sports little rant right
there. Yeah, even sports little rant. If you didn't enjoy that, it's all right. We just enjoy sports so much. So
yeah, and just talking and, like, having episodes that aren't, you know, so serious and just having some fun talking.
Yeah. And, yeah, make sure to check out Instagram, YouTube, and Spotify. We're posting episodes weekly. We have the next coming up episodes, which are going to be through the 3rd through 10th Amendments. So stay tuned for those, because we are both learning about them and we want to see how they apply to our lives and why the founders wrote them for the USA.
Yeah. Also, make sure we're going to be posting our first TikTok tonight. So we'll be making sure that gets out to everybody. Spread the word. Spread the name of Sights On. This is Sights On.
Signing off.